Yes, welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how do you challenge yourself on a daily basis? How do you challenge yourself so you are growing, so you are progressing, learning, failing, making mistakes, and learning from those mistakes to be a better person and to be better than you were yesterday? Yes, welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast with me, James Hatney, as always. And this is the first podcast from the flat in Leeds. Or I'm going to say apartment. Let's make it more exclusive. I'm going to say apartment in Leeds. I've completed my move up to a new city of Leeds today. So very, very exciting times and looking forward to the future, to a new city, to being out of my comfort zone and helping to serve you guys as well. So before we do dive into today's podcast, if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the show. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about challenging yourself and the importance of you challenging yourself as well, because I feel this is so often overlooked. It's overlooked setting yourself goals. It's overlooked setting small goals, big goals on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that challenge you, that make you grow, that make you to step into your comfort zone, that help you to become the person that you want to become. And this topic came about because, as I mentioned, completing our move to Leeds, we decided, me and my girlfriend, that, you know what, we're not going to have a TV in the apartment. We're not going to have a TV. We made the decision that we've all watched enough TV throughout our lives to fill our lives with it. We've watched so much TV and we decided, you know what, we're not going to have a TV with us. So in the living room now, the TV stand is a beautiful plant stand with ornaments on and things like that. And it was a decision that we spoke about, and I feel for me that is a challenge, you know. That is a challenge because for years and years I've been so used to walking into my house, walking in, flicking the TV on the living room, just putting it on for background noise, and finding myself just sitting there, and the hours and hours pass at times, and next thing you know, it's the evening, and I've got to go to bed. And we had the decision that, you know what, let's challenge ourselves, let's not have a TV in the house. When we do spend our time together, when we're both in, when my partner's back in from work, and I have finished my coaching and my social media, then it's going to challenge us now to speak more, to find different ways to entertain ourselves instead of just sitting in front of the TV and going, entertain me. And I challenge myself quite a lot. I feel like I'm quite proactive in challenging myself, hence why I'm recording a podcast each and every single day. But there's a greater reason behind it. It's because I know that if we do not have a TV in this apartment, that it's going to challenge us to venture into new hobbies, to go for more walks, to go outside more, to visit more of the city, to play board games, to have deeper conversations, more meaningful conversations. It's going to challenge us, you know, we can spend more time cooking, listening to music. It's going to give me an opportunity to discover more and more things. And yes, at times we may, you know, watch a bit of Netflix on the laptop at the weekends. Primarily though, we are going to be focused on, you know what, we aren't going to watch any TV or anything at all. And that is a challenge. And that's important because I know that that's going to help me to become a better person in numerous different ways. And it's a challenge that I'm actively setting for myself and for my girlfriend. Now, where is this relating to you? It's really relating into, right, okay, how are you challenging yourself on a daily basis, a weekly basis? Now, these don't have to be big. They don't have to be small. It's your own challenge. Because when you challenge yourself, you are taking responsibility for your own personal development. Your own goals, your own dreams, your own mindset is challenging yourself to be better than you were yesterday. Because if you don't challenge yourself, no one else will challenge you. Nobody else will challenge you. Nobody's going to come along and say, I challenge you to not watch TV for a month. I'm challenging you to not go on social media first thing in the morning. You're breaking the norm. You're breaking what society and what you may have been used to doing for a number of years and challenging yourself to think differently. You're thinking differently to what you're normally thinking. And the thought of going without the TV for a month or for not having a TV in the house may scare you. You may actually go, well, James, I haven't got a TV. For me, though, it's my own challenge. And when you challenge yourself, when you set yourself goals, when you set yourself things that are going to make your hair stand up on your arms and think, oh, can I do that? Can I not do that? You are going to grow so much as a person. We all have dreams. We all have goals. It's how are you challenging yourself to achieve those dreams and those goals on a daily basis and taking responsibility. So you go from being in your comfort zone and starting to get used to being in your stretch zone. Because if your goals, if your dreams, if your aspirations, if that promotion at work, if you getting up in the morning, 6 a.m. early, if having an evening routine, if going for a run is outside of your comfort zone and into your stretch zone, you've got to get used to being in your stretch zone. You've got to used to be feeling vulnerable, feeling a little less confident, feeling like, oh, can I do this? Oh, I don't know, I'm doubting myself. You need to get used to being in that stretch zone. So by challenging yourself on a daily basis with small things, with it could be that, you know what, I'm not going to go on my phone after 7 p.m. at night. I'm going to go to bed earlier. I'm going to read before I go to bed for half an hour instead of watching TV. You are challenging yourself and getting used to being in your stretch zone. So what happens then is when you have your goals, your dreams, and you are required to go in your stretch zone, you're required to step up and go for that job interview that is in your stretch zone. When you are required to run that 5K, whatever it may be that makes you feel a little bit uneasy, that is you getting used to start to push yourself further, starting to push yourself and challenge yourself. Because as I've said, no one else is going to challenge you in terms of your own goals, in terms of your own dreams, unless you get a coach or a mentor. No one's going to challenge you. So it's down to you to take responsibility for that challenge, to quit procrastinating and to start taking action, to start to move forward and challenge yourself. So I want you to ask yourself, how are you challenging yourself on a daily basis? When was the last time that you challenged yourself? Challenge yourself to walk 10,000 steps. Challenge yourself to do 10 minutes of meditation each day for the next month. Because what you'll start to discover is that you're capable of so much more than where you are currently at the moment in time. You're going to be unlocking your true potential, unlocking what is inside of you, discovering things about you that you never thought you could actually do. You know, I do the Wim Hof breathing technique every single morning. I hold my breath for 3 to 4 minutes. 3 to 4 times each and every single morning. And I am shocked at myself, you know? I would never have believed I could have done that a few months ago. It's that pushing yourself into your stretch zone. Because then what happens is when you get into your stretch zone and that then, when you get used to doing what used to make you feel uncomfortable, you then go, okay, what's next? What's next after that? So make it your mission. Make it your mission today, this week, next week, whenever you are listening to this podcast. Even within the next hour, make it your mission to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself in a positive way. Something that's going to serve you and move you forward towards what you want. Excite you and make the hairs on your arms stand up. So that's the message of today's podcast. It's all about challenging yourself and the importance of challenging yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to constantly be stuck in that comfort zone that is causing you pain, that you are unhappy with and that you want to be free from. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. And I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow once again as we podcast and release a podcast each and every single day through July 2021. So thank you for listening to today's show. And remember that your habits and your routines will work towards your dreams.